Day Street Books and Harper Audio present Love, Pamela, by me, Pamela Anderson. For my boys, the ones who encouraged me to write my story and my imperfect style, it's the only way to endure and describe my life, my unique madness, my legacy, from my invincible heart, alone, unfiltered. Love is so short, and forgetting is so long. Pablo Neruda. The lines blur between dreams and reality, or where I end and the world begins. To live and dream is a wicked dance. My dreams often come true, a curse and a blessing. Now that I've come full circle, I finally feel safe. I've stumbled upon a kind of love that will sustain me. Not only a practical, friendly, and compassionate love, a romance full of fairies, nymphs, and magic. A true love story. The love of self. More likely, a tender forgiveness. Good habits are hard to recognize in the context of all my past and present decisions. There is no right or wrong. Just personal fixations based on one's history, trauma, innocence, and education. I was always told I was unmanageable. Nobody agreed with my choices. Maybe that's a good sign. I was on no path but my own. I was a hands-on parent. No nannies, the boys' baseball game schedules written into my film and TV contracts. My children always came first, no matter what. Nobody can take that away from us. A rarity in Hollywood. I was, and still am, an exceptionally easy target. And I'm proud of that. My defenses are weak. I'm not bitter. I don't have the craving to be hard, heard, or taken seriously. I prefer to be fluid and free, without boundaries, leaving life to chance and destiny. Give me something else I can't handle. I'd say, up for the challenge. Life is a series of problems we must navigate with grace. One problem solved, another arises, again and again until we die. I bumble along, pushing those closest to me to new, annoying, and inspiring places, asking of others only what I demand of myself. I'm a little girl born of eccentrically beautiful, creatively codependent, unapologetic women, who were much too good for any man. A collective mermaid society, living in sandcastles, dreaming under seaweed duvets, oyster shells for dinnerware. My mentors were fierce, in cotton candy bouffants, sturdy and wise, yet weirdly fantastic. I've been fortunate to have the feminine wild spirit, whimsical and ever-present, swirling around me, from my bombshell mother to the unique women who raised her. Rebel beauties in Philip Tracy berets, bent with blue water tactics, sassy secret weapons, tried and true behaviors, harmlessly loving and unabashedly sexy. A sensuality armed with fantastic family recipes. Love and seduction. The way to all men's hearts is through their stomachs, and also their starving minds. I was taught to never give up or relinquish the chase. Keep it interesting. Don't be too easy. To be such a girl these days has the opposite signal. Taboo, frustrating, unpatriotic, or problematic. It is natural and interesting to me to blend feminism and femininity, learning the art of the tease while holding dear the value of self-worth right alongside it. All of this ingrained in me, celestial and genetically loaded. My memories seem to be in a blender, a blur of time, decades of delusion, confusion. I prefer not to write about dates or years or months or weeks. It feels superficial. The relationships I've had are not my life's work. Well, they're a timeline. In fact, I think of my life not in years, but by who I was in love with at that time. A fuzzy memory. I call it soft vision, like how I look to the camera, looking through it. Even
Sample complete. Ready to continue?